from Learn About Law, and today we're diving into the whole deal with fiduciary duty in Indiana. I know, sounds pretty legal jargony, but we're going to break it down. So fiduciary duty, it's a legal thing that applies to folks in positions of trust, like corporate officers, trustees, and representatives. Let's get into it. This duty is a big deal. It's like this legal nudge telling people in trust positions to always act in the best interest of whatever they're taking care of. Indiana law has its say on this, pulling from statutes and court decisions. The Indiana Supreme Court is like the boss in charge of interpreting and enforcing these laws, basically deciding who's in the fiduciary club. Now, different fiduciaries have different gigs, but they all have these common principles. They can't play favorites, can't get personal benefits, and definitely can't be doing anything reckless or willful. It's all about putting the client or beneficiary first, you know? Let's dive into corporate officers. These guys have fiduciary duties of loyalty and care in Indiana. So they have to act in good faith and always put the corporation's best interests first. There's this thing called the business judgment rule, where courts pretty much assume these officers are doing their best, acting honestly and all that. But even if the company's tanking, they're still on the hook for their fiduciary duties, and creditors might throw some legal punches if they mess up. Now, trustees, they're the big shots managing trust stuff in Indiana. Their main gig is looking out for the beneficiaries. They've got to be super careful managing trust property and investing those assets smartly. If they mess up, beneficiaries can slap them with reasonable attorney's fees. So you've got to dot those I's and cross those T's to keep everyone happy. Representatives, like agents and payees, they're not off the hook. Fiduciary duties cover them too. It's all about exercising control over assets and giving investment advice for some money. They're held to a standard, and any missteps could mean trouble. But if they understand and do their fiduciary duties right, they're golden. Now, spotting a breach of fiduciary duty is key. It's basically when someone in a position of trust does something that harms heirs or beneficiaries on purpose. Think self-dealing, pursuing personal gain, or just going all reckless. Catching these moves early is vital to stop the fallout and keep things on the up and up. And if you breach your fiduciary duty in Indiana, it's serious. You could be on the hook for damages, restitution, and giving back any profits you make. If it's really bad, they might even hit you with punitive damages. Indiana law sets a cap on those. Shareholders or beneficiaries might come knocking with claims too, so understanding the following fiduciary duties is no joke. Proving a breach in court, it's not a walk in the park. Plaintiffs need to show the person in a trust position acted for themselves, not the beneficiaries. Elements like actual knowledge and informed basis and an honest belief in what they were doing is essential. It's like proving your case with receipts. You've got to have the evidence. But hey, if you're a fiduciary in Indiana, you're not totally defenseless. There are some strategies in play. The business judgment rule, for example, protects directors and officers acting in good faith and with reasonable care. Being fair and acting with integrity are strong defenses, too. So it's not all doom and gloom. Lastly, preventing breaches is the way to go. Do your due diligence, act with integrity, steer clear of conflicts of interest, and keep an eye on everyone in the corporate boat. Following these best practices can save you from legal headaches down the road. All right, now that's the lowdown on fiduciary duty in Indiana. If you want any more details, check out the article linked below. And if you have questions, drop them in the comments. And don't forget to subscribe for legal news daily.
Hello again, this is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you enjoyed the video and podcast. If you did, we'd love it if you'd subscribe to our channel. If you need legal help in this or any other area of law, please do not hesitate to reach out to schedule a consultation. Please email us, book online, or call us at 463-888-9054. We have many locations for your convenience, and we serve all of Indiana. Thanks again for watching.